It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Obama and his family have begun their summer vacation in Martha's Vineyard. But before escaping Washington, the president had more bad economic news. The Labor Department says 500,000 people filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That's the largest number of new applicants in 9 months. It suggests nervous employers are laying off more workers. The news sent the stock market tumbling yesterday and could lower the president's political standing as well. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Scott, how sensitive is the White House to this kind of economic indicator?
Linda, they watch these things very closely. Every day the president gets an update on how the economy is doing, and unfortunately lately the numbers have not been so good. Remember, for the first few months of this year, we were actually seeing pretty steady improvement in the job market. Each month brought a stronger report of new jobs being added. But along about May, private sector job growth in particular seemed to stall. And for the last 3 months, we've seen fairly weak growth. You mentioned that yesterday we got this weekly report on jobless claims. That's the third week in a row that that number has gone up. And it suggests we could see another discouraging monthly jobs report when the August numbers come out 2 weeks from today.
And, of course, that would not be good for the president or his fellow Democrats come November.
No, it's not the kind of trend they'd like to be out there campaigning on. The economy, they know, is the number one concern for voters. As he traveled the country this week raising money for Democrats, Mr. Obama tried to talk about what he's done to put money into workers' hands. And yesterday, just before he left for Martha's Vineyard, Mr. Obama hastily summoned reporters to once again make his pitch for some targeted tax breaks and lending incentives for small businesses. He's calling this measure a jobs bill.
I have been adamant about this because small businesses are the backbone of our economy. They create two out of every three new jobs in this country. And while a lot of big businesses and big banks have started recovering from this recession, small businesses and community banks that loan to small businesses have been lagging behind.
The president says this small business package of his will be the first measure taken up when Congress returns from their summer recess, Scott. But prospects don't look particularly good to me. Congress has already had plenty of time to act and has not wanted to do it.
That's right. The president complains that a partisan minority, meaning Republicans in the Senate, have blocked this bill, even though small business tax breaks are the kind of thing Republicans are often for. And as you suggest, there's not any particular reason to think Democrats will be more successful in breaking that logjam in September than they were in July. Perhaps more importantly, even if they pass this bill, we're really talking pretty small potatoes here. I mean, it might help around the margins, but it's not going to suddenly add hundreds of thousands of jobs, which is what the economy needs. The stimulus spending that was approved last year is going to be winding down before very long. And right now, there just doesn't seem to be any consensus in Congress for government action on a scale that would be needed to address this problem.
In fact, the Congress seems considerably more concerned about deficits. As you said, voters are concerned about jobs, but Congress is concerned about deficits and not looking to spend a lot of money to pump up the economy. Does the president really have any moves?
Yeah, those deficit worries probably won't be helped by the Congressional Budget Office forecast that came out yesterday showing the second biggest deficit ever this year. Now, that was actually a little bit of an improvement because the government's bank bailout cost less than had been expected. But you're right. The Congress is not looking for another big spending program, although there are some economists who say, look, the deficit is a long-term concern. Unemployment's a problem right now, but that argument doesn't seem to be winning the day. And it really leaves the president with very little maneuvering room.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Thanks very much, Scott.
Good to be with you, Linda.